Welcome to another episode of the West Life Podcast. I hope everyone is enjoying their off-season. As always, we are sponsored by MG Pump Solutions. And if you could, please, as always, give us a follow on the socials at West Life Pod, on Instagram and Twitter, and check out facebook.com/West Life Pod on there. And if you'd like to support the show, patreon.com/West Life. In the Patreon Discord at the moment, plenty of discussion going on with a lot happening. So I thought I'd record this short little episode for a few little updates on what's happening with the West Tigers. Obviously, it's been a pretty big day or last week with the team. So I'm riding solo here. And to finish the show, I'll give a little snippet of a chat I have with the boys from the They Talk A Good Game podcast. Had fun with the boys over there. Lockie Pringle, big West Tigers fan. And we had a good chat about, of course, Benji Marshall, the West Tigers king, retiring today. So, obviously we'll probably get the boys on and chat a bit more Benji Marshall in the coming weeks. We'll probably bring up episodes as things happen. Obviously, today's a big news day, so I thought I'd record this little episode to keep you guys informed and keep talking about West Tigers and that sort of thing. So obviously, first up, Benji Marshall. What more could you say than we've already said on this show? Despite two messy breakups, he is probably, like I said on the podcast, you'll hear later, he and Robbie Farah, by far, the kings of this franchise, and he absolutely transformed what was a pretty mediocre, at best, club into a premiership team and one of the best brands in Australian sport, really, almost on his own back. And I know it doesn't seem like that at the moment, but I'm sure there's a lot of listeners, even to this show, when you think about it, 16 years ago, how many kids he made become West Tigers fans. I know it's they're probably in their mid-20s now or early 20s and thinking, why the hell did I choose this team? But but in all seriousness, Benji Marshall, you couldn't really put a figure on just how much he's done for this team. So, to Benji Marshall, all the best in your retirement. And I don't think he'll be coaching with the West Tigers while Madge is there. But I'm sure he's going to have a plethora of jobs and that sort of thing. And we'll see him on TV more. So, we'll forever love the king. A little bit of news before we get to the new logo that was released today. Tyrone Peachy, by the time you hear this, Tyrone Peachy will probably be announced. The word is two-year deal and around the 400K mark. So, again, I'll get the boys to kind of discuss that a little bit more. But in my opinion, it's a good little utility signing. It's not a big salary cap killer like we've done in the past. I know a lot of West Tigers fans are bagging this out, but we need a bit of spark. He's 31. He's not in his prime, obviously, but I think he can add a lot to the team, especially coming off the bench. He can fill in so many positions. And he played Origin just 3 years ago. So a bit of experience, a good guy too. Like, he'll help the culture of the club. I think there's a lot more to this signing than people just... I think people are starving for a superstar signing, and I'm sorry to say it, guys, but it's just not going to happen. Superstar signings happen months and months in advance, so we should be thinking about November 1 and when the players for 2023 go off contract. So, welcome to the club, Tyrone Peachy, and I'm keen to see what he looks like wearing this freshened up logo that the West Tigers have released today. So again, a lot of hate from West Tigers fans around the social media. A lot of people are saying, why do you do this? What is this really what we should be concentrating on? Guys, the football department do not create the logos. They do not do the marketing. They do not do the membership. They do not answer the phones at the office, okay? It is a rugby league club. I'm going to go on a rant here, but it has to be said. I've said it a number of times. A rugby league club is more than just a football department, okay? It is a business. It is not the 1980s where it's just a local team that's run by a leagues club and the football department is everything and the boys have beers after training, that sort of thing. It's a franchise. We have marketing teams. We have membership teams. We have all sorts of departments within the club. It's not like Madge was sitting there going, yeah, I like that logo. Yeah, maybe get rid of the claws. The football team have nothing to do with this, okay? Whether you like the logo or not, in my opinion, out of the three of us boys, Shane and I think it's pretty good. Rob's not so much. Whatever you think of the logo is fine. But the opinion of saying, is this what really what we need right now? Guys, this has been planned for a while, okay? The logo is 21 years old. You don't think the franchise was thinking about freshening up the logo, which I think Shane and I have said on the show before. We think the logo is stale and needs updating, is well overdue for updating, and getting rid of the claws was something we talked about, and they've done that. So, but to say to about the club, like, is this really what we should be concentrating on? It's not the football department's job. There's people within the club that had been working on this. So criticize it. Tell us why you don't like it, or tell them, say why you don't like it. But don't go out and say why are you concentrating on this. It's how sports franchises work, guys. Okay. So I know we're all angry. We want the team to be better. All we want to hear is superstar signings. We want the team, all this and that. But man, to get angry at a logo, I mean, it just shows the state of the club. And I don't begrudge anyone for it. I get it. Look, we're all frustrated. Rob and Shane are at the point where they're just over talking about and hearing about the club. And it is getting to that point where anything from the club is just kind of putting a knife through our back in the moment. But just try and look at the logo for what it is. It's a fresh look. I think it's cleaner. I think it's going to look really good in the new merchandise. There is a rumor that the merchandise might change brands. I know it only went to Steedon this year. There is a whisper that it may actually change to another brand within the same company that Steedon is owned by. So keen to see what this new logo looks like, what the new jerseys will look like, and that sort of thing. So I think it's going to look really good and really clean on the jerseys. The orange is slightly different. If you notice, instead of like the pale mandarin sort of looking orange on the head, is now more of a bright orange. It looks good. A lot of the triangle details in the head, it's just really simplified. The logo, a lot of the detail, the best logos in the league, in my opinion, are the ones that are simple. The South Sydney Rabbitohs logo, as much as I hate that club and was so glad for them to lose the grand final on the weekend, that freaking rabbit, you see it everywhere. It's iconic, that little bunny, the hopping bunny. It's so old, so simple, but so effective. So simplifying the logo, I think, was a good thing and a welcome change, in my opinion. I think the old logo just looked dated. So I like it. I don't know. Tell us what you think on the socials. Go for it. Give us a good opinion on why you don't like it, instead of just saying, the team sucks. We know the team sucks. Give us a thought on the logo for what it is, okay? Info about it, we've heard it was done internally within the club rather than sometimes logos created by external parties. So the club has gone about this project by itself. What you think about it remains to be seen. But the club internally has worked on this, and they gave Shane was on a Zoom call today, and he got a bit of a good run through. So this is where I'm getting all the inside word from. So thanks for giving us our insight into the club, as always, Shane from MG Pump Solutions. Another little West Tigers tidbit and update that we've had. Dane Laurie was obviously spotted getting around Western Sydney in his Panthers jersey after the Panthers won the premiership. And look, in the scheme of things, it's not such a big deal. It's not a Melbourne Storm powder in a photo situation. He shouldn't be sacked or fined or anything. But at the same time, it's not a good look to go around wearing an opposition team's jersey, even though it's your own jersey. I get it. It's his home club. His mates still play for him. He's young, but it's not a good look. I mean, if you look, I tweeted this out earlier. If you work, I believe if you work for KFC, and if you walk into a McDonald's or basically an opposing restaurant in your uniform, you are fired on the spot pretty much. Like, branding and everything is just so important. So for him to get around his employer's basically enemy, not a good look. You just can't do that sort of thing. So he's young, he'll learn. So the club's punishment, I thought, was pretty cool. So apparently a lot of people emailed in the club to complain about this. Obviously not a lot to do when we're in lockdown for the last week this week. So people actually emailed the club complaining about Dane doing this. I mean, with everything going on, again, I get why people are angry and people are frustrated, and the club's becoming the butt of a lot of jokes, even when we're not even in the freaking grand final. But what the club has done is basically made Dane call up all of those members that complained to apologise. And I think that's pretty cool because, or pretty fitting, not cool, pretty fitting punishment, because he'll get it now. He'll get why us members and fans would be hurt to have seen one of our players in an opposition jersey. So full credit to whoever came up with that punishment. I think that was really cool. Don't fine him, don't suspend him, or make a big deal of it outside of the club. Punish him the way that he actually can see what it meant, what the symbolism behind it is. Right, it's not just a shirt, so what it actually means to us fans. So he'll learn from it. Still love him. Still can't freaking wait for him. Apparently he's running again. Apparently he's progressed really well through rehab, through his injury. So fingers crossed we can get him pretty much at the start of next season back in that fullback jersey. Right, so that's all from me for this week, guys. Like I said, we will get the boys on the show if anything else drops, but over the summer, the boys might just, they're too busy playing golf at the moment. The boys just, in our group chat, all they bloody talk about is golf, and it's going straight over my head. So I'll let the boys lower their handicap and forget about the West Tigers for a little bit until there's plenty to talk about. So I hope everyone is enjoying their off season. And to tribute Benji Marshall the King, here is my little taste of my interview with the They Talk a Good Game podcast, talking about Benji Marshall after his retirement today. And talk to you all soon.
In the conversation of New Zealand players as a whole, you know, there's obviously the talk of Stacey Jones, Sonny Bill Williams, Ruben Wiki. In terms of inspiring New Zealanders to play and watch rugby league, is he the greatest ever in that realm?
It's probably better to ask a Kiwi, but from this side of the ditch, you'd have to say yes. Like, he won, led them to a World Cup win that they weren't expected to win. The Kiwis were basically pretty similar to what the opposite is in rugby union, where the All Blacks are just the dominant force and the Wallabies are like just never expected to beat them.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of reversed in rugby league to rugby union. And he kind of changed that. New Zealand were kind of catching it. So they give the Kangaroos, and I liked it as much as I'm a patriotic Australian. It's cool seeing some of the other teams, except for England. Don't want England to ever win. But,
no.
But New Zealand, Tonga, like, seeing other teams, who knows? It might have translated into the Pacific Islands beyond New Zealand.
Yeah, definitely. As well. Players like Jerome Luai, especially, sort of talk about growing up supporting the Tigers because literally just because
of I didn't know that.
Yeah. I saw it on The Fan on Fox League that Jerome Luai was saying that his most precious item as a kid was his West Tigers towel. And like a beach towel, and he'd like use it for showers and everything. And he said that it was fully just because of Benji Marshall, and he fully like based his whole game off of Benji Marshall. So and he's just won a premiership. So you know, in a similar sort of halves combination as Benji and Prince had in 05. So it not only, you know, translates to just inspiring players, but it translates to literal premiership winning teams, you know.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Westlife Podcast. As always, we are sponsored by MG Pump Solutions. Please subscribe on your respective podcast outlets that you are listening on now. Give us a friendly review if you have time, and also give us a follow at Westlife Pod on Instagram and Twitter. And if you'd like to support the show and join our Discord with all the guys in there, support us at patreon.com/Westlife. See you guys soon.